Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I told you guys yesterday that Kyle Schwarber is one of my favorite baseball players. And the reason is I think he is the poster child of what today's baseball game is all about. He's an on-base percentage slugging guy.
Yep, he is.
He is grip and rip. And I love that style of baseball. All of that, that's bunt the runner over. Please, grip and rip, man. It's entertainment. It's entertainment. Entertain me. And he is very much so that. He leads the National League in home runs. He leads baseball in RBI. His slugging is, OPS, I'm sorry, is 973. His slugging is 591. I love this guy. He's played 113 games. He scored 79 runs. Has an outside chance of getting 100 runs. He does all the things that you need to do. He has 58 extra base hits. Why is that significant, Rob? Because he has 108 hits. So he has more extra base hits than singles. That's incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible, actually.
He has more
extra bases than singles. That's incredible.
That's why he has a 591 slugging.
Yeah, that's impressive. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, 58 extra base hits. Yeah. He had 40 home runs, 17 doubles and a triple, but he has 108 hits. He is the poster child of today's game. Give me four Kyle Schwarbers in a lineup, and you ain't beat me. You're not beating me. I think there's no way. He's 32 years old. He has another contract in him. I think he has a couple more years in him at 32 because he's not an old 32. He's not a declining 32. He makes $20 million this year. He's never made more than $20 million. So you got to think about this. Yeah, it's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
At 33, a player who's never made more than $20 million, if you give him a three-year, $90 million contract, you can get him, Ed. I think 3 years, $90 million gets him.
Really? I guess.
If he's never $30 million
a year?
He's
never made more than that.
You're making $10 million more.
Right.
The last 3 years, he's made $60. You put him at $90 for the next 3 years, I think you can get Kyle Schwarber. But I don't think there's any chance whatsoever that the Philadelphia Phillies let this man walk.
Yeah.
No chance whatsoever. But if he did, would you like to see him? He's a high-volume strikeout guy. Now, I gave you all the good stuff. I'm going to give you the bad stuff, too. I don't want to just be typical media jeeting it to my side to prove my point. He has led the league in strikeouts twice. In 2022, he had 200 strikeouts. In 2023, he had 215. Last year, he simmered down a little bit. He had 197. This year he has 133. That's who he is. He's going to strike out.
He's going to, yes.
But at the same time, in the past 3 years, he's only grounded into 11 double plays. So he's not going to do that a lot. Is that a guy at age 33, Ed, that you'd like to see in the Orioles uniform?
100%.
He strikes out a lot, though.
Oh, I know.
He gets
a lot of extra base hits, though.
He needs to leave his glove at home, though.
Yeah, gets on base a lot. Gets in the scoring position a lot. Knocks in a lot of runs, probably, because he's hitting doubles and triples and home runs. Yeah.
I'll
take that guy.
Jackson Holliday, Kyle Schwarber, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman.
Mm-hmm.
They could be your first five hitters. Or you can go Jackson Holliday, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Kyle Schwarber, Adley Rutschman.
Yeah.
Either way you go, those first five hitters all could be deadly.
What do you do with Samuel Basayo then?
Play Samuel Basayo at first.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because if I sign Kyle Schwarber, Joe, look at me, Joe.
Look at me, Joe.
This is the clause in his contract, Joe. You can't bring a glove to the stadium. That's in his contract. Kyle, you can't bring a glove to the stadium. You are my designated hitter. All this stuff, well, we don't like a traditional designated hitter. We like to rotate DHs. Bull crap. If I'm signing Kyle Schwarber, he is my DH. He plays the outfield with roller skates, man. He ain't not playing out there for me. No. I'll put Basayo at first, and that's my first baseman of the future. That's it. That's where we go. 410-583-1057. But, Joe, there's no way in your opinion, there's no way the Phillies don't re-sign him, right? Is there?
They're going to resign. I think Philly would riot if they don't.
They probably give Philly, as valuable as he is, he's even more valuable there. I see maybe 300-400 there.
He might be the most loved player on that team right now other than Bryce Harper.
You think?
And Bryce Harper gets a lot more crap from Phillies fans just because they expect a lot more out of him.
And like, also, they know he can take it.
Well, that too. But like when he struggled out of the gate, out of after coming back with the IL, they were like, I can't believe we wasted our money on this guy. Kyle Schwarber really can do no wrong to them. I don't know why that's the case. They're talking about like he's going to hit 500. Like they believe, Phillies fans truly believe he'll hit 500 home runs.
Yes.
By the end of this, he is 324.
324,
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eh.
I don't know about that.
Eh, that's kind of aggressive. That's what, 176 home runs?
Over, like he's probably got like 5 more years left where he's going to be hitting home runs. He's probably got 3 years where he's hitting at this pace.
I think 3, yeah. And okay, let's say he finishes the season, he'll hit 10 more. Let's say he finishes the season at 334. I think the next 3 years he could hit maybe anywhere between 110 and 120. So can he hang on long enough to poke a few of them out at the end of his career? That'd be the question. How long can he hang around?
He can hang around to poke a few more. Hmm. He can. Telling you.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Yes.
Hang around long enough. Public service. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. On the face. You know what's funny about this, though? Here's a guy that's hit 40 home runs now 3 times in his career. Joe, are you looking at his stats right now?
I did last night. I don't have them up right now.
How many times has he hit at least 30 doubles? 40 home runs 3 times in his
probably
career.
Probably not much.
Never.
Yeah.
He's never hit 30 doubles.
It either goes nowhere or really far.
Yeah. He had 29 back in 2019. That was his career high. Last year, he had 38 home runs and 22 doubles last year. In 2022, he had 46 home runs that led the league and 21 doubles. Then the next year, 47 home runs, 19 doubles. He's not going two bags a lot. I'd love to know if Oriole fans will like him. 410-583-1057. So, and to me, Kyle Schwarber also represents everything that traditional baseball fans complain about. All he does is hit the home run and strikes out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
exactly. We see how and.
So I'm not worried about that. Mm-hmm. We worry about the wrong stuff. I'd rather he strike out than hit ground to a double play. I don't want that's what I don't want. He struck out. Well, you know what he didn't do? He didn't make 2 outs. So let the next guy behind him.
That's a legit thing. I mean, I don't know why people don't recognize that, but it's legitimate, obviously.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.